I'm sorry about this disruption, Wizard Christos. I'm not sure what this is about, but it's quite clear that Wizard Dresden feels that he has been badly wronged by my people. Bear in mind that whether justly held or not, his feelings contributed to this war's beginning. I apologize for this outrageous behavior, Wizard Christos said. Not at all, Ariana assured him. I, too, have suffered personal loss in this conflict. It's always difficult to control the emotions arising from such things, particularly for the very young. That's just one of the problems we'll need to overcome if we are to break the cycle of violence between your folk and mine. The veterans of wars suffer horrible mental and emotional scars, vampires and wizards alike. I take no offense at Wizard Dresden's words or actions, and do not hold him responsible for them. She turned to me and said, her voice compassionate, I can sincerely say that I understand exactly how much pain you're in right now, Wizard Dresden. I had to force myself not to raise my blasting rod and burn that false empathy off of the Duchess's face. I gripped my gear with both hands to make sure they weren't going to try anything without consulting me. We can never regain the loved ones this war has taken from us, she continued. All we can do is end the fighting before even more of our loved ones get hurt. I'm here to avert any more needless deaths, Dresden. Surely you can see exactly why I would do such a thing. Boy, did I. It wasn't enough for her simply to kill me. She wanted to defeat me utterly first, to have her cake and eat it too. If she brought the fighting to a close this way, she would garner massive credibility in the supernatural community. And if she did it while simultaneously sticking it to me, it would only be that much more elegant a victory. She smiled at me again, with that same tiny shading of mockery, so faint that no one who wasn't looking for it could possibly have seen it. It was just enough to make sure that I could see the malice behind it, to make sure that I damn well knew that she was rubbing it in my face in front of the entire White Council. She'd probably practiced it in a mirror. I'm giving you a chance, I said, my voice harsh. Return the child, and it ends, or quits. Make me take her from you, and I'll play hardball. She put long, elegant fingers to her chest, as if confused. I don't know why you're so upset with me, or what I have to do with this child, sir, Ariana said. But I understand your outrage, and I wish that I could help you. Someone stepped up close to my side, a little in front of me. She was a young woman, not particularly tall, with curling brown hair and a heart-shaped face that was appealing and likable, if not beautiful. Her eyes were steady and hard. Harry, said Anastasia Lucio, captain of the wardens. Don't do this, please. I clenched my jaw and spoke in a heated whisper. Anna, if you knew what she'd done. You are not going to restart the war and tarnish whatever honor the White Council has left by attacking an ambassador visiting under a pledge of safe conduct, she said evenly. You're strong, Dresden, but you aren't that strong. If you try it, there are at least 30 wizards here who could take you alone. Working together, they wouldn't just beat you. They'd swat you down like a bug. And then you'd be imprisoned until they decided what to do with you, 3 or 4 months from now. My belly and chest felt like they were on fire. I looked past Anastasia to Duchess Ariana again. She was watching me. Hell, probably listening to me too, vampire hearing being what it was. Her smile was a scalpel drawn slowly over my skin. Anastasia put her hand on my arm, very gently, not firmly. She was making a request. Harry, please. Behind me, Molly added, This won't help Maggie, boss. I wanted to scream. I wanted to fight. On the stage, one of the hooded figures of the senior council reached up and drew back his hood. My old mentor,
Ebenezer McCoy was a stocky old man with broad hands and scarred knuckles, bald except for a faint fringe of pale white hairs. His blunt, strong features were smooth and unreadable, but he met my gaze and gave me a very small, very precise nod. The message was clear. I could practically hear the old man's voice growling, "Trust me, hoss. Go with her." I felt my lip lift up from my teeth in a silent snarl. Then I turned and stalked from the chamber, my work boots thumping heavily on the floor, my staff clenched in my hand. Anastasia walked with me, her hand still on my arm, making it clear that I was being escorted from the room, even if she'd used a gentler persuasion than Christos would have preferred. The wardens closed the door behind me with a soft, solid boom, cutting me off from the assembled might of the White Council.